USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Surgeon General says as many as 250,000 people in the United States could die from the coronavirus, even if people are practicing social distancing measures, though Dr. Jerome Adams says it is possible to curb those staggering predictions.
Those projections are definitely sobering, but they don't have to be our reality. If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections. But it really depends on all of us.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. The head of the CDC says there could be a second wave of the virus later this year. Dr. Robert Redfield telling an NPR station this morning he expects the virus to peak in April or May, but then there could be a big second wave in the late fall or early winter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The captain of a Navy aircraft carrier is calling for help after over 100 sailors came down with coronavirus. The USS Theodore Roosevelt currently near Guam, which doesn't have the space needed to quarantine that many people. The captain has written to senior commanders asking for help while all 5,000 sailors are being tested on a ship where social distancing simply isn't possible. California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes says it would be overkill, in his words, for his home state to cancel the rest of the school year because of the virus outbreak. He said last night on Fox News he's optimistic the U.S. can contain the spread of it and reopen the economy and the nation's schools within 2 to 4 weeks. Stocks are falling at the opening bell on Wall Street and in early trading now, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down already by about 900 points. And the Nasdaq's 3.5% lower. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the Radio Listener Special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A U.S. state shaken by an earthquake and then a big aftershock, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck in Idaho, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake struck about 45 miles west of Challis. The agency said perceived shaking from the quake was very strong and that it received 16,000 reports of people who felt the tremor.
There have been no reports of any major damage. There was an aftershock after the initial quake, the aftershock registering 4.6 magnitude. The COVID-19 pandemic is clearly killing the spring home buying season in the United States. Applications for mortgages to buy homes last week were down 24% as compared to a year before. Purchase applications fell 11% last week, while applications to refinance existing mortgages did jump by 26%, falling interest rates, driving up refis. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage did fall 35 basis points last week to 3.47%. And the towel the late Kobe Bryant wore in the final moments of his career has sold for $33,000. The late NBA legend wore it over his shoulders after scoring 60 points in his final game. The collector who bought it is a big Lakers fan who says he hopes to one day open a museum to house such items. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.